2-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zonoff. 142-0, the greatest of all time. Pound for pound king. What's up, everybody? Yeah, the title of the radio. Charlie Zonoff beat 38 people in 5 months. 38 fighters in 5 months. There's some fighters that never even get to fight 38 times in their lifetime. I did it in 5 months. From January 1st to May 3rd, I've defeated 38 different fighters. Now that's what you call a champion. That is the definition of a champion. Not that mainstream bullshit. Once again, I've seen John Jones' sparring partner and a K-1 fighter, and I asked him, he's like, "You're a fighter?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm a pro fighter, man." I'm like, "Pro fighter, huh? You fight on TV?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Perfect, perfect." I'm like, "How about we fight right now?" He's like, "Let me get off this treadmill, man." He's like, "We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what's up." He gets off the treadmill. He starts giving excuses. And, you know, next time this shit happens, I'm telling all you haters right now, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to knock these guys out, these mainstream fuckers out. Like, I already did. I already beat Deontay Wilder and Mayweather Sr. But see, Mayweather and Wilder, they, you know, I hate both these motherfuckers. I'm not crediting them at all. They stepped in the ring with me. You know what I'm saying? Chuck Liddell, the last two mainstream bitches, they, the K-1 guy and the UFC guy that spars fucking John Jones, they agreed and backed out. Next time I see these punks, listen, nobody's going to ask them, "Hey, do you want a box? Do you want a title shot, a real title shot against the GOAT?" Nobody's going to ask them. They're just going to get put to sleep. That's it. I've had it with these motherfuckers, man. These fucking delusional haters making these crazy fucking videos. These haters support these mainstream guys that back out to fight me in gyms. Okay? Or on the street, Chuck Liddell. Yeah, yeah. Next time, that's it. You know, forfeits don't count anyway. So, even if they did still count, I would not be happy with a forfeit. The only reason I didn't punch Liddell is because it was in the fucking Beverly Hills, man. It was not a good area to fight. You know, and he was with his wife and kid, man. Deontay Wilder caught the business, man. You heard what that black guy said on the radio. These motherfuckers can't fuck with me. See, it's like, I knew these motherfuckers. They're running on treadmills and shit. They go to these weightlifting gyms to lift weights and to run treadmills. And I go to these gyms and I beat the shit out of everybody, out of all of them. Jules Zavala, yeah, he's mainstream. He agreed to box. He got his ass kicked. I'm saying the motherfuckers that refuse, I mean, I'm sick and tired of these clowns. Fucking pussies, man. That's the proof right there that they're not real fighters, pro fighter. Well, if you're a pro fighter, you would fought me right now, son. I would have destroyed that K-1 guy, and I would have destroyed that fucking John Jones sparring partner dude, man. I would have fucking murdered his ass. Why do you think he backed out? He's like, "I don't feel like getting tagged right now, man. I got a TV fight coming up." I'm like, "Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Bitch ass motherfucker." Got a questionnaire here from a fan. Alright. Who was your favorite fighter growing up? Nobody, man. I told you, these mainstream fighters are fake. I watched, when I was like completely little kid, I saw Tommy Morrison and Mike Tyson and Vander Holyfield, and I was not impressed with none of them. I knew that once I'd get older, once I'd evolve, I was not impressed with any of these TV actors. And when I got into boxing, I told myself, "All right, when I lift these up, y'all gonna see what's gonna happen." You know what I'm saying? You're gonna see it only one time. Meaning, no, you're going to see the victories. I mean, they saw the wins over and over. I'm saying once in a lifetime career. That's what I mean. Charlie Zonoff, the greatest. I'd knock out Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield in their primes, Tommy Morrison in his prime, all of them. Demolish them all. How come you're not an asshole like other celebrities? because I'm not, man. You know. Well, that's the thing. I'm more accessible to people. Like, I sign autographs for fans. You know, I take pictures of fans. You know. You know, I'm more accessible to fans than, because these fake fighters, they're like Mayweather, Waddell. I'm better than them. I don't want to be like them. I'm better than them. I'm above them. You know what I'm saying? This whole bullshit with Mayweather, he got like 20 people in the background pointing cameras. Fuck that motherfucker. That dude's a pussy. I could have punched his bitch ass, man, when I seen him at the Beverly Center when I knocked out Black Musclehead. It was in 2007 when I seen Mayweather Jr. Yeah. When me and him were talking, his boys were like far away, man. It was just me and him. And my homie was like on the side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he'd never get close like that now because he knows he'd get knocked out. You ever consider fighting Canelo or Triple G? That would be the highest pay-per-view of all time, money-wise. Canelo and Triple G, are you serious? Have you been watching my videos, my fights, who I've beaten? Well, the weight of the fighters that I've beaten? Okay, I beat Jill Zavala, Derek the Giant, and I beat Deontay Wilder, and plenty of other giants. Like huge-ass motherfuckers. These guys would kill fucking Canelo and Triple G, so imagine what I would do to Canelo. Canelo's a bum, dude. And Triple G's a bum that fights other bums. If Canelo was that good, why didn't he beat Mayweather? I'd beat Mayweather with one punch. You know what I'm saying? The whole stage of mainstream boxing. I'd beat Canelo and Triple G in the same day. You know how I fight multiple people in a day? Okay, well, and I beat them all. But these guys I'm fighting are real fighters. These guys would destroy Canelo and Triple G. Okay, well, just like I'm beating 2-3 guys a day, sometimes even 4 or 5, I would beat Canelo and Triple G. I'd knock out both of them in the same day, if not at the same time. These motherfuckers can't fuck with me. Have you ever hooked up with any celeb girls? I'm married to a girl that's hotter than all of them, Daria Zonoff. My wife is sexier than all of them. Well, to answer your question, I mean, I was sort of close. Kim Kardashian. Yeah, but I got locked up, man. You know what I mean? No, like, I went to see her. And, like, right when they were about, like, right when they told me, like, what time she comes there and everything, like, I was about to go back and, you know, I got locked up that weekend and, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. My wife is way hotter than her, man. What the fuck, Daria? Man, come on now. Daria Zonoff, man, that girl is just, wow. And I'm proud to say that she's my wife, 2 years almost. Together. Yeah, so I'm like, listen, Kim Kardashian is a celebrity, dude. Glorified celebrity, man. She, before her sex tape, okay, let me cut myself off here. What am I known for, man? What am I famous for? For knocking people out. A boxing celebrity. The greatest boxer of all time. Charlie Zonoff. Combat. Fighting king. Boxing king. King of boxing, pound for pound king, right? Kim Kardashian, I'm not trying to talk shit, but she was known because her dad was like some famous fucking whatever, attorney or whatever. Yeah, some shit. Or whatever, yeah, you know what I mean? And then that sex tape came up and then boom, and she's fucking all over everywhere, you know, but whatever, man. I mean, look, it didn't happen with her, it didn't. If it happened with her, then I may have never met Daria, and Daria's hotter than her. So I mean, shit. Whatever happens, happens for the best. And you know, she chose that clown, Kanye West, and Daria chose the champ, Charlie Z. At least Daria got real taste. You know what I'm saying? Who trained you? You mean before I evolved into the GOAT? Well, I mean, Paul Bankey was my first trainer. Tiger. Yeah, that guy's a fucking idiot. Cassius Green. I fired all them idiots, man. I told you, man, the style that I developed in boxing, the swarm, swarm and the southpaw switch and stance, orthodox southpaw. Okay, the boxer puncher style that I have, that I can literally switch up at any moment. I can literally be a boxer, I'll box you, and like I did Zelenov versus Zavala. Or I could just swarm you like I did to the last guy, and punch them one time, motherfucker nearly flew out the window, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I could swarm you like I knocked out, like I swarmed Deontay Wilder and Mayweather. I could just outbox you like I outbox Zavala and that box wreck bitch with the Mike Tyson shirt. Yeah, who taught me that? Me. You know what I'm saying? Because I realize that these trainers are full of shit. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Their style is wrong. Their whole box wreck style, it's all this whole straight punch bullshit, feel your opponent out, meaning, yeah, keep it longer because it's a show, we want it to last longer, that's what goes more rounds, because it's a show, people paid money, they don't want to leave right away, right? It's a show. That's why mainstream boxing's fake, and you fucking delusional haters don't get that. Keep repeating to you over and over. Going extra rounds does not prove you're the better fighter. It actually proves you're the lesser fighter. It's more, what's more impressive, to knock somebody out with one punch or to beat them with 300-400 punches? You know? I knocked motherfuckers out with one punch with boxing gloves on. I did it in the ring. I did it on the street. I did it everywhere, right? In gyms, I one shot at my last opponent, man, the left hook. Win 143 is going to be better than all three of the wins on May 3rd. Mark my words, 143, I mean, it's going to be something to remember. It's going to be a phenomenal win. It's going to be, like, even better than when I beat Mario Pasa when I snapped that motherfucker's neck. I just got a great feeling about the next fight. And, yeah, I said I was retiring, but, I maybe just get one more win and then, have a temporary retirement. Just one more win. Hold on. Maybe pursue boxing. Look at my speed and my power. If you were that strong and fast, I mean, if anybody had that kind of speed and power, they'd pursue boxing, man. It's called natural talent, man. The greatest of all time, man. I'm the GOAT, man. It's like, what made Michael Jordan pursue basketball? Because he was a great mid-range shooter, and he was a great player, you know what I mean? He could dunk real good. He'd fucking defend real good, penetrate the ball, pass the ball, I break jaws real good. That's what made me pursue boxing, man. Alright. What happened when you beat Deshaun? They didn't grab you. What happened once the cameras are off? The cameras are always on. He got his ass kicked, man. He did that cheap shit because they all tried to set me up. All these fucking haters came to the fucking fight. Like, I don't know if they were online haters or trolls or some fucking clowns came to the fight supporting Dijon, and it was like a setup type shit. EJ, all these guys are against me, you know what I'm saying? And basically I turned the tables on them in that first round when I came out, and I landed all them punches on Dijon's head. It was a four piece, not a three piece, it was a four piece, man. I remember I showed the replay on the Charlie Lee channel. I hit Dijon four times in the head. Yeah, I was whooping his ass. That's why he started trying to get me in a Muay Thai hole. That's why I started clinching, choking, holding, kicking, whatever the fuck. That's why he started doing all that bullshit, because he got his ass beat. You know what I'm saying? I really want to knock out Dijon. Like, he never wants to fight. I went down to his gym and I beat him. So now it's his turn. He has to come to, I fight at different gyms. I just go to different gyms and I beat people's asses. So he has to fight at whatever gym I say so. Yeah, I'm never going back to that gym where I beat Dijon and Derek the Giant. Those motherfuckers want to set me up. Do you understand? I beat Derek the Giant. After that, them motherfuckers wanted to set me up, and they lost again. Come on, when I was whooping Derek's ass, hitting him with that jab, you heard how quiet it was? It wasn't as many people as there was against Dijon, but it was some people there. Rooting for Derek, it was fucking quiet as fuck, man. You could hear an ant crawling, man. It's like fucking, you could hear that, and all you could hear is that Charlie Z's fucking jab. Bam, bam, bam. Fucking like, sound like a fucking switchblade, man. You know, a switchblade knife, you know that sound? Yeah, that's how it sounded when I was jabbing that motherfucker, man. It's fucking amazing speed, man. And I slipped in the end, this motherfucker posted a video 4 years later. Come on, dude. If you think you really beat me, why don't you post a fight right away? Why do you post a 2012 fight in 2016? What the fuck? That's like me posting something 4 years ago. I post shit when I go, like, if I go to the gym. That's how I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow, right? I'm going to knock somebody out. I'm going to post it right when I get home. Like, when I fight, when I post, I score 3 wins in a day. I posted all 3 on that same day that I scored them. Because exactly, he knows he got his ass beat, man. Would you ever open up your own gym? Yeah, I was about to do that, like, a few months ago, actually. I was talking to some people. I was about to do that. But, you know, I still might do it. We'll see. See what happens. Did you really tell Deontay Wilder you're going to tape up his daughter? No. No, I didn't. You seem chill as fuck, and that seems beneath you. No, I would not. Look, it was an impersonator, and you know Wilder was just a retard. You know, he would do anything, you know, to have everybody go against me and root for him. But the thing is, He's the arrogant motherfucker, and he's the cocky motherfucker, and he keeps saying that I'm the good guy. I'm the good. No, you're not, motherfucker. He's actually the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm the good guy. You know what I mean? Deontay Wilder is the villain. You know what I'm saying? And that villain got destroyed with one punch on May 7th, 2014, in the ring, Hollywood Gym, Los Angeles, California. The fight is on YouTube. The fights, both fights. I won both of them. The second fight wasn't my best, you know, can I say. Still connected some nice body shots. You know, just, look, it's relevant. I'm not going to go into it again. It's boxing. You know, fighters get caught. Knockdowns, it happens. So because of one lucky knockdown, they're going to go crazy. But what about in the ring? In the ring? I hit him so hard, he flew like 10. He flew across the whole ring. Yeah, what about that? Okay, I beat him, but I TKO'd him. He didn't fucking knock me out. He didn't TKO me. A knockdown is just a knockdown. I fucking beat him with one punch. He was knocked out on his feet. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is Wilder was a lot more hurt from the punch that I hit him with in the ring than I was from the punch he hit me with, you know, outside the ring. That's what I'm saying. And still he disqualified himself. He didn't let me get up. He was thrown while I was on the end. He was missing. He missed, you know. Obviously he had none but air. He didn't let me get up because he knew once I get up, I'll put his ass down again. Well, I mean, I'd TKO him, KO him, whatever the fuck. He knew I'd beat him again, like I did in the ring. That's why he started cheating. He started, you know. Would bitch go, would you KO faster? Shit, man, I knocked him out in the first round, both of them. In seconds, Vitaly and Vladimir. Listen, I consider them identical. Like, both fucking robotic, fraudulent fighters. No power, literally so slow, no speed. Garbage fighters, Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko. I hardly ever talk about these clowns. I beat Deontay Wilder, I beat Gilles Zavala, I beat better competition than them because they've ducked me for so long that it just got old, man. It's just, fuck this Klitschko motherfucker, who cares, you know what I mean? But if they were to ever fight me, I think everybody knows the result, man. Zelenov KO1, Zelenov KO1, man, against both of them. And they both identically suck. I saw Vitaly spar. They fight. They have the same horrible style. They fight alike. You know what I mean? Who's better, Vitaly or Vladimir? They're identically horrible. I don't know. So yeah, and these motherfuckers, like my wife's in Ukraine. When I went to Ukraine, I beat, you know, two fighters there, and one of them was an MMA champion that would definitely kill the Klitschkos. I beat this guy bare knuckle. I went to Ukraine, and these motherfuckers, I made videos while I was in Ukraine. Me and my wife together while I was punching that the fucking meter punching bag, whatever the fuck that shit was, the 996. I made that video. That was in Ukraine, man. Hey, these bitches, they, like I said, I went to their goddamn home country and they didn't want to fight me, man. Do you ever get nervous before a fight? No, not really. No. I mean, everybody has a... I mean, come on, man. I had 142 fights. Literally, I've had hundreds of fights. Way over 100 fights. I mean, of course, a little bit, yes. Like a tiny bit, yes. But once I start swinging them bangers, that's it. You know, that all that nervousness goes away, and this is it. I just start beating the fuck out of my opponents. You know, but like in the beginning of my career, like when I was like, not even, I'd say like 20-0, 30-0. I'd say when it like around the like 35, like after I beat Derek the Giant, that's when the jitters started going away. That's when I like. I always knew I'm the best, but I mean, like, this is it. Like, the more, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's like, come on. I beat three guys in a day. It's just for me to lace them up and knock somebody out. It's just like, it's everyday life for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Everyday life. That's why I want to make 143 special, because this is probably going to be the last fight. Well, not the last fight, but it's going to be the last fight in a while, and then I'm take the long vacation that I want to take. Hold on. Oh, do you get nervous fighting guys three times your size? No, man. They're tailor-made for me. Them huge motherfuckers, they're slow. I guarantee you the next guy I'm going to fight is going to be a big motherfucker, heavyweight. And I'm going to beat the shit out of him. Where does three wins in one day go in your accomplish? You're talking about May 3rd? Shit. Okay, but what I did on May 3rd, I did it many times. I won three fights in a day multiple times this year on video. Fuck. Isn't that incredible? Yes, I mean, shit. I did it many times, man. It's like I won five fights in a night. So I won four fights in a day this year. I mean, three wins in a day, it's great, but I've done even more. Really? Now, I mean, now I'm to top my own shit, six wins in a day. Because five is the record. Five victories in one day. Charlie Zona holds the record for most boxing matches won in 24 hours time. Like, you know, yeah. It was less than 24 hours in one day. Five wins. Five different people. Five different fighters. Yeah, so. I don't need to fight multiple people a day. I mean, I could. But look, the next win is going to be so phenomenal that, like, when I get 143, there won't be a point to get 144. Like right after, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. But I beat everybody. Got nothing to prove now. If I decide to fight, you know, win again, it's for myself, because, you know, I just want to go knock someone out and beat somebody. Just do it for myself, because I just want to feel good for myself, you know. You know, just get another win. Champ gets another win, you know. Hold on. Do you believe weed should be legal? I'd rather not speak about that on the air, man. Who are you going to vote for? I don't vote. I can't vote, actually. I'm a felon. Convicted felon. Knocked out two gang members. Got convicted of a felony. 2012, I cannot vote. And even if I was not a felon and I could vote, I wouldn't vote for... I don't like Hillary and I don't like Trump. I never vote at all. Even before, like... Well, yeah, I was... pretty young. I'm not into politics, man, at all. I really do not care who wins the election. I just don't care, seriously. It won't affect my life at all. When you first met Daria, did Did she know you were a big shot champion? Yeah, she did. How do you meet Daria on a dating website? Are you going to have children someday? Yeah, obviously. Well, she wants to have kids. Yeah, when she comes to America. Yeah, I said that I made a post. I was like, if it takes too long for the embassy to release my wife to the States, then I'm going to go back to Ukraine and be with her. And this fucking delusional hater, he makes a post. He's like, stay there and don't come back. You fucking idiot. All right, for one, I'm going to tell this retard hater, all right, for one, if I do go back to Ukraine to fuck my wife, right, do you really honestly think that means I'm done with boxing, that I'm going to stop fighting, that I'm going to stop, you know, promoting my past victories and all that? And dude, I made videos when I was in Ukraine, man. I'm still going to keep posting videos of my fights, my wins, my knockouts, my all the beatdowns I gave these Marines and heavyweights and Jill Zavala and Wilder left hook. Dude, this shit's going to remain forever, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? No matter what country I'm in. That's one. Two, if I do go back to Ukraine, it's not going to be to live. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going to live there temporarily, but it's not like permanent, I'm moving there. No, hell no. I'm in L.A., son. Yeah, I'm not. No, that was just a thought. That's like, look, if like I said, if by like the end of the year. But see, they're gonna let her out. I mean, I asked nobody knows for sure, but I asked the guy, you know, one of the people that, you know, work for the embassy and shit like that. They said from 6 to 1.5 years tops. So 5 months have already passed, so that means shit, a year would be a long time. 2017 in May. That's the longest possible, they said. She can be here. It's a while. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. I mean, when I was on probation, we waited 8 months, you know. But when we did meet in real life, you know, me and Daria had a lot of sex, and we had a lot of, you know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of verbal fights. But no, that she doesn't act like that anymore. Because I taught her how to, you know, conduct herself like a normal girl. She's always zoning off the goat, going overtime. My last question. What do you think of Haters, Inc.? What the fuck is that, man? Some made-up bullshit, man. You already know what I think, man. Does it bother that their sole purpose is trying to discredit everything you've done in boxing? I mean, these people are mentally ill, these haters. How many times, look, what I'm doing right now, discussing, they want that. They want attention. They're attention whores. They're trolls. You see how I go to the gyms and I beat the shit out of Marines, MMA fighters, boxers, kickboxers, fucking Krav Maga fighters. Like, I'm a real champion. I beat everybody's ass. I physically... Action. Okay, actions speak louder than words, okay? You hear and see when I land my punches, right? Okay, that speaks a lot louder than whatever hater types any comment on YouTube or makes any crazy fucking their bullshit delusional videos that they have on YouTube that nobody watches, that literally these idiots create hundreds of accounts. It's literally they create extra likes for themselves, you know. It's fucking like 2-3 people, or like literally one guy creating 20 accounts and putting 20 extra likes for his own video. Yeah, listen, I don't care. Who gives a fuck about them? You know what I'm saying? They're more like fans are just jealous. No, I don't know. Fans take ask for my autographs. Fans see me, they're like, oh shit, the champ, Charlie Z. Let me take a pic. Let me take an autograph. Boom, that's a fan. You saw the cups in the store. That's a fan. These guys are they're really jealous and they're sick in the head and they're delusional. They like I said, they watch this mainstream boxing crap and they think these guys are superstars and these clowns, these so-called superstars, when I see them on the street or I see them in the gym, here's what happens. A, I either beat their ass. B, they either back out. You know, that's it. Like Chuck Liddell, backed out. Jules Zavala, TV guy, got his ass beat. Zavala's an exception, though. Still, he's a TV guy. He got his ass beat. Deontay Wilder, got one-shotted. Mayweather Sr., got his ass beat brutally. I mean, Mayweather Sr., out of all the TV fighters, man, he took a beating, man. What the fuck? I beat that motherfucker like he was my fucking punching bag, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I made Sr. look like a punching bag in Vegas, man. Man, made him look like he's a famous Mayweather Sr. I made him look like a famous punching bag that night, man. Infamous. Crushed his ass, man. Dropped him. Knocked him out. Dropped him, outboxed him, and knocked his ass out. Get the fuck out of here. Mayweather, bitch-ass clowns, TMT, what the fuck? Motherfuckers can't even spell fight or box. Charles Lee's the greatest. Yeah, so. Did my wife know I'm a big shot champion? Well, she did, but she didn't, you know. As she got to know me, then she found out. She was like, oh my God, you fight so often. And at first it bothered her. She thought like, no, it didn't bother. Like, she was completely fine to this day. She's completely, come on, she's married to the greatest of all time, and she knows that. Now, no shit, she knows. Come on, she's seen me beat all these motherfuckers, man. But Deontay, Jill, all these Marines. Her favorite fight is actually the one where I knocked out that U.S. Marine. Yeah. She said that was like, damn, baby. Like, she was impressed. And the one in the ring where I put the guy out with the first punch. The Kung Fu guy. Yeah. And Glendale. Where's that? Glendale on the ring? Yeah. That shit was phenomenal. No, basically at first it was just I used to fight so often that she was like, oh, you need to put more time into me. You're always fighting at the gym, and I'm just like home waiting for you so we can Skype, but you're just going and fighting and fighting. I'm like, baby, come on, you know, this don't take long, you know. Just a couple bam, bam, bams in the jaw, and this is it. I'm back home with you, baby. When I was physically living with her in Ukraine, man, I fought over there, man. I was supposed to really, well, I did. I went to a restaurant to pick up some food to go for me and Daria. And basically, here's what happened. The cab driver, we started talking boxing. He said that he knows some MMA guy. He said one of his best friends is some MMA champion. And here's what I'm saying. I'm destined for greatness. And I'm like, wait, what? MMA champion. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, where is he? He's like, oh, shit, he lives in the same building that you and your wife live in. I'm like, you're kidding. I'm like, what the fuck? So we go get the order food, the food that for me and my wife that we ordered. I picked up the food, and then I told this cab driver, I'm like, yo, where's your homie? He gave me his address. Like, he said same building, but, like, it's a really big building, though. You saw, I remember I was pointing the camera, you saw how, like, huge the buildings were there in Ukraine? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He could be on the other side. He could be, like, it was really big, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, what, like, house is he in? What, you know, I literally went to the guy's house. He came out, and I beat his ass, man. I hit him one time in Chigmo. I scored a win, and I come back, go home to my wife, tell her, baby, another victory. So there you have it. I still got the hat, 84-0, yeah. Number 84 in Ukraine, man. 83 was in Ukraine, too. But, I'll say, man. Yeah, my wife, obviously, she's married to the greatest. Yeah, it's not a good idea to hit on the number one pound-for-pound boxer's wife, man. That's like suicide, man. Yeah, like the people that hit on her like over the internet, they're just brave over the internet. But in real life, dude, people in Ukraine that know her, like nobody. I'm telling you, man, one motherfucker that. But see, he's like a friend of her. One dude put his arm around her, and he did it several times. But then I got so fed up that I said, I told him, let's go talk outside, man. I gave him a good one in the jaw, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, Daria witnessed it. Yeah. She was, yelling at me a little bit and telling me at first, but then, it's all good, man. then when I hit it, she quieted down, and then I put her to sleep. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, up to my wife, and she goes to sleep, sweet dreams, baby. This is it. Tuck her in the sheets. There you go, man. What I'm trying to say is that I'm the greatest, got the hottest wife. And these people that are these non-fucking naysayers. These naysayers. Non-factors is what I want to call. Yeah, cause okay, these naysayers, they're just sick people, man. They're just crazy people. I mean, how can you live your whole life and just post on the internet? I mean, like, I'm a boxing champion. I post my fights on the internet. I post what's and then, like, I've won so many goddamn fights that I don't have to fight ever again. I could type whatever the fuck I want. Because I already got all these goddamn fights in, and they're all recorded. Almost all of them are recorded, but these idiots literally sit down, and some of them make videos, and they have no proof of nothing. Just fucking, just complete nobodies. Just like complete crazy people, regular crazy people, making fucking videos, call-out videos. Dude, it's like, who the fuck are you people? You know what I mean? Like, just some random fucking trolls just making videos. Calling me out, trying to make a name for themselves, man. You fucking idiots. Charlie Zonoff is the best, man. Like, I think that a lot of these detractors, they gave up in a sense of, like, that somebody's going to beat me. I mean, I beat so many people that it's 142-0 now. They already know 143 is going to lose. And 144 and 145 and so on and so on. At 150, I know that's going to be... Listen, man, speaking of milestones, man, 100-0 was the milestone. That was the goal. Now I'm hearing 200. 200-0 is what the fans anticipate. Okay, what happens when I get to 200-0? What then? 300? And then when I get to 300, what then? 400? Come on. I mean, I don't know. I think... Going out on top is good, but I need at least one temporary retirement. Because like I said, Jordan retired and came back. He retired from the Bulls, because I'm the GOAT in boxing. Jordan's the GOAT in basketball. That's why it's a good comparison. Jordan retired on top in Chicago, right? They won three straight titles. They beat Charles Barkley and the Phoenix Suns for the third title. Jordan retired on top. He came back. They won three titles again in a row. Well, when he came back, they lost to Orlando, but he came back late in the season. He was rusty, man. They got Orlando back in 96 by sweeping them. Orlando was a badass team with Penny Hardaway and Shaq. So, and Horace Grant and all them motherfuckers, I remember. So, Jordan came back from retirement just as good, you know what I'm saying, and he retired on top again. Yeah, and the Wizards, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna have at least one more fight before my first retirement. I'm saying it right now, 143-0. It's gonna happen. It's gonna be phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? And then I could say, all right, this is it. You know, I'm retiring. I don't know for how long, for however long I want to. We'll see. Whenever I come back, I come back. It ain't going to be for a week, for a month. I'm talking an actual retirement, at least 6 months, at least 10 months. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. And when I come back, I'm going to be no rust, just as good. Come back, knock people out, TKO motherfuckers, swarm motherfuckers, crush them, land punches on their jaw, on their face, beat the shit out of everybody. I've been beating the shit out of everybody every fucking year, man. That's exactly what I'm saying. But let me tell you, after my first retirement, whenever it happens, when I come back, then I'm going all the way to 40 years old, son. No stopping. That's it. I don't even think I'm gonna take any breaks once I come back from this retirement. I'm gonna be fighting every week for the rest of my career. Every few weeks. Probably notch like 300-400 wins. But that's the thing, man. It's hard to get one fight. I'm very fortunate when I get three fights in a day, but still, it's, you know how many people I challenge? Like, one time, when I beat that Navy SEAL, I challenged like 60 motherfuckers that same day. 60 people in different gyms all together, and he was the only one, the SEAL. It took a Navy SEAL to be like, all right, let's do it. Everybody else backed out. That's what I'm saying. A lot of these gyms, I knocked a lot of motherfuckers out. Like, when I put that Marine out cold, that gym, they don't allow me there for violence. And a lot of the gyms, they allow me, but they don't allow, because I smashed somebody so bad over there, because I smashed so many people there, they tell me, oh, Charlie, you can come back, but you can only hit the bag. You can only, like, shadow box. You can't hit anybody. I'm like, nah. Basically, I'm not coming back then. Fuck to that gym. Fuck that. So, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. One second. 142-0, pound for pound, number one, Charlie Z. P for P. Yeah, and Deontay Wilder, when I beat him, when I beat Zavala and Derek DeJohn, I retired them. And Wilder, he's like a fucking, what is he trying to, like, being the, like, gay weather now, fighting once a year, twice a year, man, what the fuck is that, man? Come on now. Povetkin, what the fuck, dude? You go from fighting the greatest of all time, Charlie Zonoff, to fighting bums like Povetkin. Listen, I knew that Wilder got exposed against me. He's back to fighting people that he's comfortable with. And he's, look, Deontay Wilder, let me tell you everything about Deontay Wilder, all right? Deontay Wilder likes to be in his comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? Alabama, the Alabama glass chin, he likes to be in his comfort zone. You know, he wants to fight fat bums. You saw that obese guy, Dustin Nichols? Type that in right now. Deontay Wilder versus Dustin Nichols. Boxrec, they let a obese. That guy was, like, sick. You know what I mean? No, like, I mean, he was like, he looked sick. He looked like he was so fat, meaning he looked too, like, way too unhealthy to even compete in the ring. And Deontay Wilder's fighting him. I would not even want to fight a guy like that. That's embarrassing to even fight a guy. You can land, you can literally break that guy's jaw, kill him in the ring. It's not impressive. Look how fat he is. He's not a fighter. What the fuck? So literally some random dude off the street, they paid him to box Wilder. And this guy's bragging about it, his former undefeated record before I beat his ass in the ring. I mean, come on. He boxed me because he thought I was a pushover. He thought because I was a middleweight, he thought that he didn't. And I told him, I'm like, dude, I texted him and I said, you the bronze bomber? I'm like, I'm going to show you how to bomb. I sure showed him how to bomb, man. May 7th, man. Bam. In his jaw, man. And the thing is, what proved I'm better than Deontay Wilder is that we both connected on each other. And my left hook that connected, it caused far more impact, like, than his. Like, I moved a little bit, and he just, like, flew the fuck away. He was gone. And we punched each other at the same time. Like, double left hook landed. Charlie Zonoff's punch, you know, the harder, obviously the harder and the faster punch and the better punch than Wilder's. Wilder got TKO'd. He may have recovered in like 3, 4, 5 seconds, whatever, but he was TKO'd. I'm telling you, his eyes rolled up, man.